Well, my name is Stephen Asquith. Been saved just under 2 years, and I find it very troubling that God would have me preach right now, but I'll preach. Let's look at Job chapter 28. I was very sick this week. Came down with a crazy bug in the beginning of the week and ended up having to leave work early on Monday. I was so sick, and I just, I had not really wanted to fast for this meeting. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I had not really felt as though I wanted to do that, but I'm not sure there's ever a man that's his flesh wanted to do such a thing. Right. But God helped me out in that. He just took away every bit of desire I had to do. and you might think that's crazy, but I was actually quite pleased in the middle of the pain that I was in on Monday and then into Tuesday, as I was just considering that God had just done that for me and that it was no small thing for me anymore. And God just has a way of doing things for you. And I was thankful, and I still am thankful. But I'm going to look at Job chapter 28, and I'm going to find where he speaks of what is wisdom. It says in verse 12 of Job 28, he says, "But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me, and the sea saith, it is not in me." What is that saying, that it's not in them? It's saying that the depth is saying that wisdom isn't in me, and the deep is saying it's not in me. It says, it cannot be gotten for gold. You cannot buy wisdom. What wisdom? He's speaking of the wisdom that is God's wisdom. What does God say of wisdom? He said, "It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be redeemed with silver. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir and with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies." So we're down at the marketplace, and in this marketplace, a man is trying to purchase wisdom. And as he tries to think of things whereof he might name a price to put upon wisdom, he realizes, I can't even name these things because they're nothing in comparison to it. He said, "The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living, and kept close from the fowls of the air." Seeing, God said that wisdom was hid from the eyes of all living. God hid it so that man does not know wisdom, but that God gives it to them. Man does not come to a place of wisdom, but that God gives them wisdom. We're not speaking of the wisdom of this world. We're speaking of the wisdom of God. And that becomes very clear as we continue to read. He said, "Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air, so that they do not have wisdom." That's what he said. He said, "Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof, for he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth unto the whole heaven, to make the weight for the winds, and he weigheth the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it and declare it. He prepared it yea, and searched it out. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Then say, I have wisdom, but they fear not God. That is not the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God that God has declared unto man is to say that to fear the Lord, that is wisdom. You know, in the Proverbs, he said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. To hate evil. Pride and arrogancy in the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. That's what God said of the fear of the Lord. That's how he described it. In fact, in later on in Job, I think in chapter 39, he says, God is speaking and he's speaking with Job, and Job has given a very long back and forth with his friends, and then he finally gives a very long parable that he speaks. And he speaks words without knowledge, and without understanding, but speaks true things of God. But God is going to bring things to him and show that, Job, I know far more than you and do understand them. And he's in that speech that God gives back to Job, he says this in Job 39, in verse 13. He says, gavest thou the goodly wings unto the peacocks, or wings and feathers unto the ostrich? Who would do that? Wings and feathers to the ostrich? Why? He said, which leaveth her eggs in the earth, and warmeth them in dust, and forgetteth that the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may break them. She is hardened against her young ones as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear. Why? Why is her labor in vain? She's doing all these things. She's put her young in the earth, but everything she has done is for naught. It is a vain thing because she's done it without fear. And there's going to become a horse walking along and going to crush that egg. Her labor was in vain without fear. So is the life of men that live their lives, that walk upon the earth, that go about their lives doing great and wonderful things, some rising up into power, living great lives, and yet die. And it was vain, is a foolish thing, because they did it without fear. They never feared God. They never attained unto the wisdom of God. And they died without God. In Proverbs chapter 1, It speaks of the fear of the Lord. Just read from the start of the chapter. He said, the Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs 1 verse 1 says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb in the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. God's given us a reason for why did he give us the Proverbs. And he gives us verses 1 through 6 and describes to you, this is why you have them. This is all the reasons. This is what I have ordained them for. This is what they're for. But the very first proverb that he lays out and says, he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, God has taken it one step farther. First, there is that wisdom that does fear the Lord. But God said, on the contrary, he that does not fear the Lord is a fool. Why? He that hath no wisdom is a fool. He is a fool. He said of later on in the chapter, in verse 24 of that same chapter, he said, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. You know, I literally don't want to read the verses that I'm reading. It's a grief to me because I fear it's for some of your condemnation. He said, verse 25, but ye have set at naught. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? Verse 29 says, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. My friends, the fear of the Lord is a choice. It is a choice that God gives you. I'm not saying that a person is born knowing they ought to fear the Lord, but the command comes in the Word of God, and God tells you and gives you a bit of wisdom, and he says, fear me. He says, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And that he would give you just one piece, just one starter block. Take nothing else, no other instruction, and take no other knowledge of the Word of God. Be as brutish and absolutely lack of knowledge of anything. But he said, here's the first step. Fear me. Fear me. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's also the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of both of them. But verse 29 said, for that they hated knowledge. You know, in the New Testament, he speaks of those that did not receive the love of the truth. They did not receive the love of the truth. Why? God offered them the truth and the love that was with that truth, with it, and they don't want it. And the evidence, the fact that they don't love the truth and don't want it, is that they reject the very first thing that God ever said. They reject the very first commandment to them, the very first warning, the very first thing that he would say, this bit of knowledge, this bit of wisdom have, that the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to fear God. Is that not the natural state of man? That is your very sin nature that does not want to do that. He said, that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Wherein have we despised your reproof? How have we despised the reproof of God? Wherein he said, here is where you're wrong. You say, nope. I'm not wrong there. I'm not wrong there. That's despising it. That's despising it. You say, I don't despise it. I just don't care. It's despising it. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You know, Proverbs 21, I think that was probably the proverb of today. I read that this morning. Said they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. You know, in Psalm 1, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. But what did he say? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What is the counsel of the ungodly? Well, they'll counsel you, or it will counsel you in your own heart, my own heart testifying, to do anything against God, to do anything contrary to his word. It will counsel you not to fear God. That counsel is foolish. It is vain, and the end of that thing is death.
Yep.
But what did he say in Proverbs 21? In verse, I think we'll read verse 29. He said, a wicked man, Proverbs 21, verse 29, said, a wicked man hardeneth his face. Why? There's a time when a person is hearing truth, frequently for the first time, it has an effect upon them. They're aghast. They're shocked at it. They've never heard something like that before. But over time, what does the wicked man do? They steal their countenance. They're not going to be moved by that anymore. Scare me once, shame on you. They're not going to be afraid. They're not going to be afraid.
Yep.
Said, a wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. Verse 30 says, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. There is none. There is no wisdom. There's no understanding. There is no counsel against the Lord. Why? All of those counsel, all of that wisdom, all of that understanding will fail. It will not profit those that are engaged in it. It will not. You know, I was just downstairs, and I'll just read the verse because I thought, how about that? Mark chapter 8. It's on the wall down there. Commonly read verse. Mark 8, verse 36. The fool in their heart says, I will be profited. It will go well with me. I do have these things figured out. Or whatever they say, I have no idea. All I know that the fool's counsel is against the counsel of God, and they stand against the word of God. And who is that fool? I don't know. May God help you. Says, verse 36 of Mark 8, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Why would Jesus Christ say that? Did he not intend to bring fear? Ought not the heart of one who's going away from the things of God, going after whatever they will, whose will is contrary to the will of God, ought not their heart to be gripped with fear? Ought it not to be? Is not that the wisdom of God, that they should be full of fear of the Lord?
Amen.
That is the will of God. That is the very wisdom of God. He said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? No profit.
Right.
Your soul is gone. When it ceaseth forever and ever and ever. And we would just like to think that that's some other thing that's going to happen. That's some down the road thing. It's some down the road thing. But time passes by and time passes by and time passes by. And that's all I've got.
Amen. I appreciate that. Did you want this?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Well, that's good.